On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up, a conversation with Sharana Christmas Rose. She's the founder of Muse 360. That's a program for kids that uses dance and visual arts to teach life skills and African American history. But first, the legendary gospel singer Mahalia Jackson is the subject of the current show at Baltimore's Arena Players. Maryland Morning theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to see this homage called The Gospel Songstress. Here's her review.
The most unexpected aspect of The Gospel Songstress, a new play by Randolph Smith about Mahalia Jackson, is that Mahalia is not a character. Smith, who also directed this Arena Players production, focuses instead on three fictitious sisters, Sadie, Flossie, and Hilda Thibodeau. He imagines the Thibodeau sisters as a former vocal trio. The sisters grew up with Mahalia in New Orleans, which is where the play takes place. They take Sadie Thibodeau's granddaughter, Hallie, under their wing after her mother's death. The sisters share their wisdom about life, faith, and especially the girl's namesake, Mahalia Jackson. Of course, there's lots of music incorporated into the life story of the great gospel singer who sang at John F. Kennedy's inauguration and 2 years later at Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1963 March on Washington. The sisters reminisce and provide plenty of examples of gospel classics, including Kenyatta V. Hardison's interpretation of one of Mahalia Jackson's signature hymns. Hardison's character, Hilda, also explains that Mahalia Jackson, quote, brought the blues into the church. She also brought jazz, and when Monique Jones, as Flossie, leads the trio in Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, an insistent jazz beat blends with the fervor of the traditional spiritual. We learn that as a young woman, Mahalia would sing while she worked. Hardison and Tijuana Roundtree, as Sadie, mime ironing while Jones leads them in song. Although the ostensible point of the play is to teach Hallie about Mahalia Jackson, we glean only scattered details about the late singer's life. She was born with bowed legs, her mother died when Mahalia was a girl, she was raised by an aunt, and she was divorced twice. In one of the tenderest scenes, the sisters reenact Mahalia's baptism at age 15, with Hallie standing in for teenaged Mahalia. But there's also an extraneous scene in which Sadie goes on and on about a childhood spat with Hilda involving a doll. Nor does it seem possible that Haley would be completely unfamiliar with the institution of slavery, another subject they teach her about. Hallie's age isn't specified, but she's played by Simone Amani Speed, a talented 18-year-old student at Morgan State University. Hallie gets the show's penultimate song, His Eye is on the Sparrow. Simone Speed sings it with conviction. This is apparently an indication that Hallie has inherited Mahalia's mantle, or at least learned from her devout example. As is frequent practice at Arena Players, several roles are double cast. The performers I saw all displayed strong, assured voices. This was especially evident because the musical director didn't arrive until partway into the second act. The vocalist did just fine singing a cappella, or with only a drummer providing accompaniment. The Gospel Songstress is the final play in Arena Players' 60th anniversary season. The script needs honing, but there is considerable compensation in hearing four actresses making a joyful noise unto the Lord, as Mahalia Jackson described her calling.
So I got over. How did I make it over? You know my soul back in wonder, I don't make it over.
The Gospel Songstress is at Arena Players through this Sunday, June 8th. You can hear J. Wynn Russick's theater reviews every Monday morning here on Maryland Morning. Next up, a visit with the founder of Muse 360. Stay with us.
You know my soul back in wonder, how did I make it over? back in wonder, hardly make it over.